Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
We are Faithpreneurs walking by faith and not by sight. Good morning, family. It is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant. It is January 24th, 2026. We are here going through this first month of 2026. Prayers going up for whatever this, I guess, East Coast, Nor'easter, storm warning, whatever the new name is, they're giving it now. The ice and snow that is coming across this side of the country going down into the southern states. I have not turned on any news reports to see what's going on, but I know everyone is, I won't say panicking, but I heard some of the stores are crazy. People can't get certain items from the grocery store because of the predictions that have been made, pretty serious if they happen, with inches of ice in certain locations, as well as over 2 feet of snow. So whoever did something to old man Winter, I don't know what's going on, but I just pray that God keeps everyone safe and warm. You know, you think about those who are unhoused in moments like this, that there's no shelter for them on the street, and there's no need, in my opinion, for people to be unhoused if we would just be judicious in how we care for community. But that's a whole nother subject. So we just pray that places are opened and shelter is given for those in need during this time. And I also know that folks are still celebrating birthdays this month. So happy birthday to Mama Hodge, D. Jason Hodge's mother. Today is her birthday, so we want to give her a round of love, because while she doesn't get to unmute all the time, she is here fellowshipping with us on our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. So we love you, Mama Hodge, and wishing you God's blessings for many, many more birthdays to come. And speaking of birthdays, the song that I played this morning is one of my favorites. Oh, my goodness. Talk about on top of the worship list is Trust in God. And that's Mark Gutierrez, who sings it. And he performed at the King Services in Atlanta this past Monday at Ebenezer Baptist Church. And I was there to support Dr. Bernice King. And it was, oh, my Lord, if you have not heard the service, seen the service, I'm going to make sure Jason has it to drop it in the chat. And what I'm sharing is the full length. You can kind of fast forward the pre-show because they do broadcast on live television in the Atlanta area, the service. But I tell you, the Holy Ghost is just moving throughout the service. Tremaine Hawkins and Pastor Shirley Caesar performed together. My little brother, Bishop Murphy, like, it was just a wonderful, wonderful celebration of Dr. King's life. And I told Dr. Bernice King, I said, your mother and your father stood up in you in this here message, the call to action that she gave. And our very own Reverend A.R. Bernard from New York, he gave the message. And I think all different pieces of the service have gone viral, right? Because it was so much truth, and it was just a blessing to be there and to just see people who are focused on not only remembering the legacy of Dr. King, but the beloved community, what that means. As children of God, especially, to show up in a way that honors who God has called us to be and what he has called us to do. And
people try to take his likeness and his words and try to manipulate certain things. And I thank God that she's been able to stand strong as the baby in the family. You know, when you think of the fact that she was five, just turning five when he was assassinated. Her own story is just such a blessing. And it was just an amazing celebration. I've been there previously and it was just something different about the worship and the word that was shared. And then the icing on the cake was I was able to worship with my sister and my nieces. And you all know the testimony that she is coming from. And I call her my miracle baby. And I just thank God for how he's moving in her life and the encouragement that she feels in her spirit to just share her testimony, to just build her walk with God in a deeper way. So excited about that. And as we move through this year, if you have a chance to listen to the MLK service, you'll be inspired to think on, to speak in truth to power. And there's so much unrest and unease going on throughout this particular country. You know, we're struggling to find a recognizable rule of law here. Our democracy is under a strain that in now 250 years, we haven't seen since the civil rights struggle, right? And you would think that we've moved past certain basic rights that Reverend Martin Luther King gave his life for. And here we are in 2026 and we're seeing headlines of innocent little babies being taken up off the streets. We're seeing discourse in the highest authorities in the land, the Senate and the House, argument over truth versus lies. And the Bible warned us about these days, warned us about what things would be turned around and true things being said to be false and false things true. That's why we have to do our job in building our personal relationship with God so we can be crystal clear on how we operate, how we show up, because we're in the world and not of the world. So we don't walk in fear. We stand in faith and the discernment that God gives us to contribute solutions to the challenges and the problems we see, especially as faithpreneurs, building and growing our enterprises, our companies, our programs, our JVs, whatever it is that God has given you to do, he's given it to you so that you can be a blessing. And he gets the glory and the praise from your life, from your obedience, from your walk with him. So be encouraged and do not consume too much of what can take you downward in a spiral with what we see happening around us. But look up to the hills and whence cometh your help, because your help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And as we sing the songs of Zion and the praise and worship is to encourage us and to encourage our spirits. We are spirit beings having a human experience. So when we sing the song, Trust in God, it's reminding us not to look left, not to look right, but to truly look to God for strength, for guidance, because he is there. He is ordering your steps if you allow him. It's your free will that you have chosen to believe that God is real and his word is true and it'll never come back to him void. And when we're able to do that, we are able to please God with our faith, because it's impossible to please him without faith. When I opened up my Bible app this morning, it was on Matthew 3:17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. We want God to be well pleased. Why was he well pleased with Jesus? Because he was willing to give the greatest sacrifice. He was willing to put it all on the line. As the kids say in sports, leave it all on the field. Do it all to reconcile us back with Christ. What a gift and what an opportunity for us every day to thank God with the first fruits of our lips before we start trying to figure out all of the to-dos of the day, what's happening in regular media, checking social media, text messages, emails, all of the distractions of the world, that you start first with, thank you, Lord, for waking me up to see one more day. Thank you for use of my limbs and my body. Thank you for all the gifts and skills that you planted inside of me that I can use it to be a blessing. So we give God praise for this 24th day of January. We give God praise for this first month of the year. We give God praise for the beginning of new in our lives. Pastor John Hanna from New Life in Chicago, he's been preaching a series called This Is Your Light Year. And I said, oh, that's been good to me, Pastor Hannah. This is my light year, that God is putting all things in place, that those who have been working and diligent and obedient, and it seemed like there was a long way to get to what God had prophetically shown, spoken over your life, the plans he had for your life, that this is the manifestation of it, the acceleration of everything that you've been diligently doing. As faithpreneurs, it is a journey. It is not some overnight, somebody gonna sprinkle some dust on your head and voila, you got a magic wand and you're just gonna twirl around three times and everything happened. Can you stay the course? Can you stay obedient? Can you stay rooted and grounded in his word as he is developing and growing you? Because some of the experiences, it's not the enemy, it's the preparation. And then when you can identify through discernment, when it is the tricks of the enemy, you know how to shut him down because his playbook is played. He is seeking to and fro whom he can devour. The word didn't tell us that weapons wouldn't form, but the word told us is no weapon form will prosper, so that you can be encouraged in knowing that truth. So I'm going to read this passage because I just love the way my dear Dr. Cindy Trim in Commanding Your Morning, the daily devotional has just some great nuggets. And yes, I'm a little biased because she is my good friend and mentor, but it just wraps it up in a nice little bow, especially for those who are beginning the discipline in their prayer life or beginning the practice of meditation in the Word of God. It gives you a great starting point for you to build on and grow through your day. So her entry for today says, fear can cripple you. We seem to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seem to them. That's from Numbers 13:33, the ESV version. One of the most heartbreaking stories of the Old Testament is told in Numbers when the Israelites disobeyed God by refusing to take possession of the land he had prepared for them because they saw themselves as small and weak. They believed in their own minds that they were as grasshoppers before giants. They were unable to fulfill God's call. The giants, who themselves had been afraid of the children of Israel, were instead empowered because of the Israelites' fear. Father, I refuse to let fear keep me from what you have for me today. I am open to new opportunities. I walk through open doors. I will not be afraid of new challenges that present themselves because you are guiding me with your hand and leading me into your perfect will. I refuse to receive the negative words of the accuser. I will repeat only what you say about me. I have the mind of Christ and therefore seek things above and not beneath in Jesus' name. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a reminder that as you pray, you have to watch what you say. We talk about this all the time. Watch your mouth. What is it that you are confessing? Because what you confess is what you possess. Reverend Mother used to say that all the time and remind us that the mind is the devil's playground. And if you let him get in, he's going to sit down, cut his head, lay all out. You have to uproot and evict him the moment he drops those seeds of doubt and fear in your mind, because that is his way to distract you from who God has called you to be, that you have the authority, that you have the power, that you have everything that God has endowed you with for the situations that you face. But if you are fearful and if you don't even take a moment to sort through fact from fiction of who you really are, you get caught up and the enemy wins without even trying. So we don't let that happen. Not on our watch. We have given him the eviction notice. We will tell him, just like that little cartoon that I love, Swiper Stop Swiping. Who is that? Dora the Explorer. And I'm dating myself and how old my kids are. But when that little imp used to come up while Dora was doing her work and exploring, she would say, Swiper, stop swiping. And that's what you have to just cut the devil down. Like, look, get away from me. Not even get thee behind me. Get thee away. You are canceled. You are not even welcome in any sphere of my influence in anything that I'm doing, because I belong to God. I'm covered from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Jesus goes with me, before me, everything that I do. So you have no place here. So beat it, Buster. Like, you know, you just got to get rid of all the tricks and the wiles of the enemy, because he's crafty. He uses people that are sometimes close to you, influential to you. I used to love to hear Reverend Mother break down just talking about the temptation, that if the devil is going to try to tempt you, he's not going to give you a dry bone, right? Because a dry bone, or just thinking about a dog with a dry bone, it's not the same as a juicy piece of meat. So they're going to describe and contrive ways for you to see things that are, oh, this looks good. Oh, this is appealing. Not knowing what the trick is behind it. And the only way that you can discern it is through your relationship with God. So it's not about denomination and pomp and circumstance. It's about relationship with God, building and growing that so he can reveal his word to you. So that when you are going to your places of worship, where you are connected in community, that you're able to participate in the ministry, building and growing the walk and the journey for those who are in God's kingdom. And that is what our aim and our goal is every day, working out our soul salvation, participating in showing others what it means to be a child of God, having good fruit that we are showing and displaying as his foot soldiers here on earth. So be encouraged. Know that God sits on the throne. He sits high. He looks low. He sees all things. He knows all things. There's nothing hidden from him. And that in this season, you get even deeper clarity on who you are building and growing with, who you might need to bless and release, what you might need to do to strengthen and build yourself. But those who use this month for fasting and praying for just certain level set opportunities to come before God and to get real strong in the next steps, as I teach about my Q4 planner and how you're able to evaluate and make decisions as you measure your progress throughout the year. May it all work together for your good, because that's what the word tells us. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. That's the part. And a call according to his purpose. So Faith Norris, stand up, do what it is that God has called you to do and where he continues to lead you. Because in this here world we're living in, we need all of us to do our part in being a blessing. So D. Jason Hodge, Carmen Wealthpreneur, and Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile, I see you all in the building. Thank you for being here to carry forth the conversations and the fellowship where we give our testimonies, because so much more than we can share, right, is going on. People's health and wellness, we want to thank God for continued healing for Auntie Roz and Uncle Vinny, that God continues to cover and keep you, and all those who have faced different health challenges. The devil is a lie, and healing is your portion. So holding on to that and not doubting God's healing, because I love Reverend Hagin when he preached on holding on to your healing and understanding that. Reverend Mother used to listen to him and read his books all the time. And as I revisit some of his teaching, it's like I'm feeling and remembering everything that she used to teach, especially around healing and holding on to God's promises. It's a daily confession. You have to fight every day for your soul's salvation. Why are we saying the good fight of faith? Because it's a fight. You got to put up a good duel and battle to hold on to what the enemy will try to steal, because God doesn't make mistakes and he does all things well. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow to them. So be encouraged wherever you are on your journey today. We're going to give our testimonies. We're going to tell everybody where you're dialing in from. Praise God, I am home due to the weather. my conference commitment had to be changed, and they actually pivoted to a virtual component. So my family's overjoyed that I am going to be right here for the weekend, and they're claiming we're going to be kind of shut down for 2 days. So went to get some extra groceries, and we'll be having a good time as a family together. And of course, I'll be clearing up some work, but having fun doing it with the family. So I'm grateful for the time to be able to be still, because the year ahead is quite full. There's a lot to do, a lot going on, but God gives us strength. To whom much is given, much is required. And it's not any strength of our own, but what God puts in us so we can deliver. So when you share where you're tapping in from, we will definitely welcome you as you start your remarks of what you're grateful for. That's what we do here on the Saturday Faith for North VIP prayer call. We start with gratitude. What are we giving God thanks for? Because it reframes what you may think of focusing on or may say, because if you start with gratitude and you focus on that, then the other things that are seemingly causing any challenge don't have the same amount of power, because you've given God glory first. You've given him thanks. And then what's your scripture? Learning how to bring God's word back to him is important, because his word can never return unto him void. So it's not just about memorizing scripture. It's about digesting and meditating on scripture, so that when you say it with the authority that you've been given as a child of God to move angels on your behalf, to set and create decrees that can't be broken, because you are now connecting with what is loosed in heaven is loosed on earth, and what is bound in heaven is bound on earth. You understand the power of who God has called you to be. So when you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, you're not just randomly repeating a scripture, but you're standing on the word that cannot fail. So we're going to open up first with the mods so that they can share for this morning, and then we will move on through. And today is the funeral for our dear Richard Smallwood. What a blessing to the body of Christ. His music, oh my Lord, I don't know who doesn't know Richard Smallwood's music. And if you never heard his music, prepare to be blessed as you listen to all of the songs that he wrote and performed, and that he wrote for others, to just worship and give God praise. So it will be another one of those kind of funerals today. It'll be at First Baptist Glen Arden, I believe. So they're opening the doors from now, and the service don't start till 12 o'clock. So that's just to tell you that it'll be star-studded, if you will. All of the gospel greats who have been influenced by Richard Smallwood, they'll be in attendance. And I don't know who's preaching his eulogy, but I thank God for the blessing of his music. You all know I'm on the music ministry, so I just thank God for those psalmists and individuals who share the gospel through their voice. And for our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy show, I'm actually going to have Mark Gutierrez, who is the singer that you heard for our worship song this morning, Trust in God. He and his beautiful wife were, as I said, at the King services. And I was just talking to him about the blessing of his ministry and the way God gives his skills and talents, like the words, the lyrics. It's such a deep praise and worship song. And people like him, Richard Smallwood, Bishop William Murphy, Erica Campbell, like all the people that I'm blessed to know, but their music has blessed me before we even became friends. That's a powerful ministry, just like the media platform that God has given me. It can touch so many different countries, languages, spaces, because love unites, and music is a equalizer, and it just draws people in. So I'm excited about what God has in store for each and every one of you as you share today, for those who can, and just be encouraged. That's all I can say. Be encouraged and know that God is in control. My brother, what you doing for mom today, first of all?
Well, you know what? Look, we are happy that she has another birthday, and it happens to be on Shabbat, so we're all chilling out. You know, folks are going to swing through, I'm sure. And okay. But we're going to be homebodies today.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Are you all getting crazy weather over there?
No, actually, it's pretty good right now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very grateful for that. See, so that's another thing that I'm grateful for. But yeah, no, we're chilling out. We've got some things that we're not going to talk about because she's in the room. Hey, Mom, we love you.
Hey, Mom!
But yeah, you know, we're going to have a good time. So we're excited for her today. Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Well, we won't spoil the surprise at all. So tell us what you're grateful for in your scripture today, bro.
Well, I'm grateful for a few things. One, that it's Mom's birthday. Yeah, she's an awesome woman. And my scripture, okay, you all know my tried and true, so that always stands. But I got another one. It is 1 Thessalonians, get it out, Jason. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 through 19. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Yeshua HaMashiach. Do not quench the spirit. And I think that it's a good reminder that because all things work together for our good, because we love the Lord, we're called according to his purpose, we should give thanks in all things because all things work together for our good. We may not understand it, but being that that is the case, then there's no reason not to be thankful. So, yeah, that's a great reminder.
That is one of my favorite scriptures. I think I say that about every scripture. I just love the word.
Right.
But it's a reminder. And I believe that that's one of the opportunities that we have when we really get to know Jesus, like really become fully acquainted and invested. Then you see the word as a roadmap. You understand that the lessons and the parables, all of those are teachings, examples that God is the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He hasn't changed. He won't change. And he can never fail. So when you read the words, it strengthens your spirit so that you can function in this place called earth. We're passing through. We're in the world, but not of the world. And we get strength from those revelations and understanding. So even as you share the verse, you could feel yourself empowered in those words that it's kingdom business, right? Like we not out here just on our own trying to make it up. We are here as ambassadors of the kingdom, what God has given us to do. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm excited for what you'll be able to do with Mom today. So Mom, thank you for being in the room. Thank you for always praying and interceding for all that we have here in this fellowship. It's a blessing to have you here. And you gave birth to two amazing children and all of us adopted ones. We love you too. But thank you for just who you are and to know that your grandchildren have the blessing of your wisdom. There's nothing like that. I tell you, I miss my grandma every day, but I thank God for the time that I did have, for those moments, and I can think back on the level of influence that my grandmother had on my life, so much so that she is the inspiration for this platform, along with my pastor / second mom, Reverend Mother Cora Parrish. So those two women have shaped who you see today.
Yeah.
And I get to honor their memory every time I open up my mouth, open up this platform, and continue to do God's will his way. So thank you, my brother, for always holding it all down. I'm glad that you are vertical.
Right?
Horizontally vertical.
No, I'm vertical. I was just eating some of those lentils that I was finishing off the pot of lentils, and I was like, keep on talking, sis, keep on talking. I'm down to the last bite. So it's perfect timing, yeah.
Lord, finishing off the lentils. That sounds yummy.
Oh, they were good. They were good.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a whole lot of eating. Your brother is doing his famous fruit salad. Really? He's working on that right now. And I'm probably going to do a couple of little preps so that we can eat well over the next couple of days. Very so excited nice. About that.
And see, this is when I wish I was your neighbor, you know? Just saying.
So enough. Oh, look, I just said it, and he's coming with the sample. Chase, you gonna say hi to the family, honey?
Good morning, family.
Hey, bro, how you doing, man?
How's everybody doing?
Doing good, bro.
Excellent.
Yeah, it looks yummy and delicioso. Thank you, babe.
Nice.
So, just happy to take the time to unwind for a moment. And Carmen Wealthpreneur, are you taking care of your beautiful grand? Or can you unmute, tell everybody what you're grateful for and your scripture? Because we know that you may be on grandma duty.
Yes and yes. And I just finished feeding her. I was about to text and say, hey, I need a few minutes. So I just finished feeding her. So Miss Rachel, for those of you who know, have little kids, I just learned about her, is babysitting her for a few minutes. So with that being said, good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. Stacy. So glad that you are still at home with the family this weekend. It's such a blessing to be able to sometimes, despite even circumstances, you know, with this weather situation going on, praying that everybody is safe and warm. We're actually going to get down into the 20s, ooh, believe it or not, in Houston. So 20s, like 20 degrees. So, and it's been raining since yesterday. So for us down here, it's really quite dangerous to be outside because number one, we're not equipped, not used to it. And then it you know, without a rain, good ground saturated, it freezes once it goes. Y'all know that. So pray for everybody's safety. We got extra groceries. The girls are here. So it's a blessing sometimes, despite, you know, like I said, circumstances, to be around family. So glad for you, Dr. Stacy. Happy birthday, Mama Hyde. My mom actually celebrated her birthday last Saturday. So y'all 1 week apart. So happy birthday. I know that the family's going to bless you well. And, you know, I'm just in this moment of gratitude. I've been here for so long and I've always been so thankful and grateful to the Lord. My scripture actually is, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I say that scripture every morning since I can remember. It's not a day that I don't, when I wake, when I thank God for another opportunity to serve and be in the kingdom, I say that scripture. I often text it to my daughter. I know she's probably tired of it, but it's just one of those things that sticks with me. And, you know, I was thinking as today, as the day began, you know, I was thinking about just taking a breath. You know, and I'm saying this, I'm talking to all of us. Take a breath and think that, you know, this day didn't arrive by accident. We're all here. Praise Lord, you know, and not by accident. It was intentional. And, you know, every day is a gift. And there is something, and that's something I should say, to be grateful for. So, you know, I try to tell people that, you know, why am I have so much joy is because I continue to just praise and thank God, you know, for his gratefulness, just for him, you know, trusting in me. And when you have a mindset of gratefulness, all the things that could, you know, overcome or take you mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, actually goes away when you just thank God for the moment, whether it's a moment that, you know, you're feeling good about or not. Just focus on being grateful, not on what's missing, but what's already here in the present. And so for that, I'm just have a heart of gratefulness. And I'm just grateful that the girls are here, the 11-month-old. Y'all believe that February 6th is going to be a year. she walking and praising y'all. She love her church. She get to church. She be clapping. She be raising her hands. I said, look at this praiser right now, y'all. So yeah, she is a G baby. She is. She acts just like me, and she loves me. Love her back, and all of them actually. So I love y'all. I'm gonna pause. I actually got to go outside and wrap another pipe, my pipe again, before ice starts to accumulate on it. I got something on it, but I need to put like a towel and a bag on top of the insulation because it is going to get really icy down here. So I love you, Dr. Stacy. I love y'all. And I yield my mic.
love you more and be safe. I mean, we got 13 degrees going on right now, but you all at 20. Lord have mercy. It was zero, I think, overnight in some parts. I think it was Indianapolis. My girlfriend was telling me one of my stores, they were having an event and folks still came out in 0 degrees. I said, I don't know if winter has anything to do in my future. I might need to move to a warm climate for all of the year. I don't know about this. Go! But we pray for Dallas, Houston, Texas, all those areas where you're not used to ice. And we know what happens when the weather goes left down there. Folks don't know how to act because you don't have infrastructure for what we're used to up here in this part of the country. So yeah, just praying for everyone's safety. And we've been dripping water out of pipes and making sure batteries are around and things are charged up, because we just don't know what's on its way. And people don't believe in global warming. Well, here you have it. All sorts of weather patterns that no one was predicting, and meteorologists are scratching their heads. So we just pray for safety for everyone. So kiss our little pumpkin for us. I can't believe a year already. That's how time goes. Time flies, whether or not you're having fun. So we got to definitely stay grateful for every moment. So Dr. Ross, how are you and Uncle Vinny? What you grateful for? What's your scripture?
Hey, y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. We only like 3 degrees higher than Carmen, and it's not snowing, it's ice pelleting. Ice pellets are falling down. When you have this humidity, that's what you get. You don't get the beautiful snowflakes. This morning, I'm Dr. Ross, and Doc, can you hear me? Because the red line is here. I'm like,
yeah, you were going, you were going into the vortex for a little bit, but we can hear you now.
You know what? I just told Miss Pat, we give praises to the power team of three, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I ain't going to say the devil is a liar, because I'm going to keep on pushing. So anyway, the scripture is 2 Timothy 1:12, and we were all into the King's services. Vinny was glued, and I was trying to still run and manage the home. And then he said, baby, come here. Jermaine, baby, the guy who sang your song. We enjoyed that. So, and there was, Dr. Stacy, there was a different elevation of assurance with how that program was conducted. It was just really, really awesome. But 2 Timothy 1:12, my for January is trust God with your worry and pain. And when you give it to him, you can keep on singing Mark Kateris's song. At 2 Timothy 1:12, it says, I am suffering here in prison, but I am not ashamed of it. For I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until the day of his return. And when we do a mind shift, you know, and we continue to keep a mind shift, we create a new kingdom habit, knowing that he prevails always. And this is something that I don't know if you know about it, Open Door by Rick Warren. I've been in this teaching since 2020. When something is precious to you, a rare coin, an expensive piece of jewelry, or an irreplaceable heirloom, you take it to the bank and entrust it to the protection of a safe deposit box. You trust that it won't be stolen, broken, or burned up. Why do you need to entrust to God today? How about these two things? Whatever you're worried about and whatever is causing you pain, God promises to take care of it. You remember that saying? God will take care of you. So while I was reading this, all kind of songs were just popping up in my head. Worry is practically atheism. It's acting like you don't believe you have a Father in heaven who loves you. So when you started out this morning and what we've witnessed, the great of a loss of Richard Smallwood, and then to have seen the King Center presentation, it just is comes back to our memory. And the last part of this, God wants you to entrust your worries and your pain to the safe deposit box of His love. You can rest assured that He will take care of them. God is infinitely more trustworthy than any bank. So that just happened to be day 24. And remember, feels like we just left 1999. I did love me some Prince though. But to God be all glory. God be all glory. Your Uncle Vinny, he's resting. This cold weather for him, definitely with titanium hips, he has to shift his mindset. So the best thing for him is that he is resting. But he gave me a little thumbs up, and I'll go make him some warm chocolate milk and get that together for him and get his breakfast going once he seems like he's moving around a little bit more. But y'all continue to keep us in prayer for our total healing. And be careful. If you don't have to go out, don't go out, because I got PTSD from being on the road. Don't go out. Just be safe. Be safe, y'all. You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And Doc, I did put, if somebody wants to create a song, Nina, you remember Nina? Nina has an event this evening. And Jason, I don't know how to do it. Jason, you might have to help me to put the truck in God's way room. Dr. Stacy, we had fun. It was like your spirit was in there, because me and Jason was rolling back and forth on yesterday and trucking God's way. Fantastic financial Friday. We talked about a little bit of everything as it pertains to the stewardship of God's money. So, Carmen, you might want to listen to that one too. It was really, really good. So we love y'all. You have a God amazing day. And Dr. Stacy, I'm so elated. How long will the room go today, since you don't have to go catch a plane? This is going to be so much fun.
And we're going to keep it moving right along for today. But thank you. Give Uncle Vinny our love, and thank God for healing and restoration for both of you, and that you all stay safe and warm down there as well. And I see Patricia, the factoring lady. We got some more representation from down south. Go ahead, Patricia, tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture for today.
Morning, everyone. Peace and blessings. Yes, this is Patricia Winden, a.k.a. Pat the Factoring Lady from Houston. I want to, before I say my scripture, if I may, I want to just a little share, a little prayer request, and then I want to declare and decree from the book that you recommended, Cindy Trim.
All right.
And so forth. Okay, so my share is... And I was really excited, and you know, when I heard the replay from Trucking God's Way, January 5th, and it had all the stuff that was in me that I obtained when I went to a empowerment retreat last January that Carmen invited me to, with all the REs, reset, renew, redeem. So that's where I'm at right now, in the place that I am, you know, to reflect versus having regrets in 2025. So that's my share. My prayer request, we do have a family member that's on life support. It is my husband's cousin, first cousin, someone that he's close to. Crazy thing is, you know, he's really estranged from his family. But this particular cousin was close to him. And I distinctly remember just a few weeks ago, it's like, you ought to give her a call. And to get the call this week about her being on life support. And the crazy thing is, she has RSV, if you're not familiar with that, it's they, you know, if you Google that, they say, you know, COVID and pneumonia is actually worse than that. But it depends on your where you're at, you know, whether you have diabetes or whatever, you know, then a simple cold or flu can take you out. And so we're praying for her, and, you know, for the family. She was a smoker or and overweight, and I'm not sure what other ailments she may have had. But and the other thing is, you know, with the inclement weather, my husband is at work today. He is an essential worker, so he'll be working today and tomorrow. So I, you know, some people are hard headed. I tell, you know, his commute is like 2 hour, one way drive. And so I suggested for him to get a hotel so he don't have to be driving. But, you know, like they say, you could lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. So I just, you know, pray for his safety. My declare and decree, as I mentioned, I'm going to take it from Cindy Trim, so bear with me here. I am favored by all who know me, meet me, work with me, and have any kind of formal or informal relationship with me. I am purpose-driven, kingdom-principled, success-oriented individual, and I refuse to be distracted by insignificant things and people. I do not procrastinate. I act now with hesitation, without hesitation, anxiety, or fear. Wherever I go, systems, institutions, cultures, environments, legislations, ooh, my voice, my tongue twisting, codes, ordinance, regulations, policies, adjust to accommodate my divine purpose. And I can just go on and on, but you got to go get the book. I got it on my phone. So thank you for sharing that, Dr. Stacy. I also bought the one that Dr. Ross Mile always talks about is Open Doors. So those two books have been quite a blessing for me. My scripture for today and always, and I say it throughout the day, is that I can do all things through Christ, Philippians 4:13. And so with that, I pass the mic. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Amen. And we definitely will be keeping. What's the name of your husband's relative?
Her name's Carla. I'm not sure about her married name, but it's Carla. Carla.
All right. Well, when I pray out, I will definitely keep Carla.
I'm sorry, Mona. God, Lord Jesus. Mona. Carla, who's I've been talking to. Mona. Lord, forgive
me. Okay. No
worries. Mona.
And the RSV is very scary for some, right, when you think about the effects of it. But we know God is a healer and can do all things. One of my DJs, actually, for our Faith in Our Sunday Joy show, he was hospitalized as a result of RSV about 2 weeks ago. So grateful for his healing. So God can do all things. So we will continue to keep Mona in our prayers for healing and restoration.
Hey, sis.
All right. You had something,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah. I don't know if you all can get to her and all that. And by the way, this is not medical advice. But I'll tell you a story. Years ago, I had a friend who was also a coworker of mine. And this is when I was still in telecom. And her grandmother was in the hospital and they did not expect her to make it out of the hospital. You know, that's how sick she was. Well, I had a friend who was an aromatherapist. And so she began to explain to me the impact of oregano and thyme oil and all of that. So she said, Jason, swing by the house and, you know, I'll give you some oils and stuff to give to your coworker. So she prepared thyme and oregano and Well, those were the two main ones, and rosemary. And she said, put this in a carrier oil and put it, you know, behind her knees, you know, on the back of her legs, and then on her ankles, either side, and then on the top bend of her foot, where the foot meets the leg. and on the wrists, you know. And so within 3 days, her grandmother was out of the hospital for recovery. So I just wanted to share that with you, that there's some things that are natural that do so well for the body that, you know, when you give that body the thing that kind of kicks it into gear, it could be very helpful. So I don't know if this will help your family member, but it definitely is beneficial because oregano damages viruses' ability to replicate itself. And it also helps to boost the immune system. And so that may be of benefit. All right.
I wrote it down, Jason. Thank you for that share. I will say that when he went in there to talk to her, you know, you don't know whether they can hear you or not. But he did say as he was walking out, he saw a tear coming out the side of her eye. And I believe that, you know, you know, all things are possible. I truly do believe that. So I will share that. Thank you, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can reach out if you need to.
Yes. And look, they laugh at me in my sorority, my executive team and some of my appointees, because they know about the oil of oregano, the ingestible version, aromatherapy as well. But that oil of oregano, it, hunty,
yes,
that'll kill the devil. That oil of oregano is no joke.
It is no joke.
Okay. But you have to take it on a full stomach, just warning, right, that it is very strong. You only need a couple of drops. We have what we call the down the hatch. And even though my mama has been fighting me on publishing some of her concoctions and remedies and things that she has come across, it's, we call it down the hatch. And it's a mixture of like garlic and lemon and ginger. And we, well, let me not say we, your brother does it because it stinks. You got to boil it up. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. As my father would say, you sure married the right man. I'm like, you hush, daddy. Don't get in my business. So he will boil it up and then we put it in a bottle and we keep it in the refrigerator. So anytime my sons, we feel a little something, a tickle, whatever, we go get the down the hatch and we take a shot glass and pour just about 3/4 of the cup and then drop some of the oil of oregano, about 5 or 6 drops. And you take that, I'm telling you, it will kill whatever virus is trying to attack you. My son was fighting off something when I had come back from my last trip, so I had to nurse him back. Because I got to him after, because the thing about it, you take it as soon as you feel it, you head it off. But if you wait until it's actively attacking your body, it takes just a little longer, but it'll work. It'll work. And that is what I know to be true. So they laugh at me. They're like, she probably going to get her oil of oregano, because as much as I travel and interact with people, the guy's been covering me, right? So I put on masks in certain situations where it's just too much, if I'm traveling and the plane's too crowded. But I will go and take a nice little down the hatch with my oil of oregano to fight off. And those natural remedies, like God put everything on the earth that we need, but we have to do a little bit of research on the natural remedy. So thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure everybody else was like, wait, what kind of oil? Where I put the oil? On the crack of my knee? Where I put
Yeah, and you want to make sure that it's organic, food grade, and Gras. Gras is what's called generally recommended as safe.
Yes. Yes. So a lot, and that's why we do that fun segment on our radio show, because it's just little pieces of information, not advice of any medical doctor, but just pieces of information that you can research for yourself and utilize that will help you just stay healthy and make better choices and decisions so that you can do all the things that God has placed you on this planet to do. Because if you're not healthy, then nothing else is happening, babe. Like, you on your way out. So you got to take care of yourself. So that, thank you for sharing that so that we can share it with our dear sister, Pat. And we'll definitely be praying for Mona for her recovery. So with that, who we have here? Oh, Darren, our brother Darren. Oh, Raquel. Uh-oh, hold on. The psalmist is here. I didn't even see.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to chime in for just a second on the essential oils. Brother has it covered. I just wanted to add that thyme and oregano are considered hot oils. And so using a carrier when applying on the skin is a good idea. So a carrier oil is any cold-pressed organic fatty oil, like an olive oil or a coconut oil, something that's high quality. And that helps to time release that oil to go slower into the skin so it doesn't feel hot or feel like it's burning. Just wanted to add that.
Oh, interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Because a hot oil, cold oil, all I know is the oils, they work. Work. So definitely the aromatherapy part of it.
The atomic mass units of the oils are below 500. So they have the ability to absorb quickly into the skin versus a fatty oil, which would just sit right on the top of your skin until you rub it in. And so some drive in faster than others. And the ones that drive in faster are considered hot oils. So the fatty oil helps it to time release so it doesn't drive in as fast. Now, you know, somebody like myself or Jason, we probably would just do it neat, right? And deal with it. And but for somebody who might have sensitive skin, you might want to try the carrier oil to help time release it. It doesn't dilute it, it just time releases it. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that tidbit. And that's why I love our community as we grow together in the knowledge and the wisdom that God has given us. Because there's two different things, knowledge and wisdom. That's a whole nother teaching. But I'm going to go on to Darren. Hey, my brother, welcome. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture for today.
Great morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, especially this one. Grateful for good health and strength, place to call home, so food to eat, clothes I can put on. My scripture is John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And we know right now it's a lot to overcome. It's another subject. I'm one of the people who seriously, you know, take celebrating birthday seriously, even though mine's a few months from now, but anyway. And Dr. Stacey, you may already know, our brother, Dr. Kareem Ellis, his birthday is this Tuesday coming up. And I saw something a couple of days ago. We know Dr. George Frazier, of course, your friend and mentor, he's celebrating 39 years at Frazier. When I saw him, I thought about you. I'm like, okay. So,
all my mentors. Yep. I've seen him and Les.
Right, he is a Dr. Brown. His birthday is in February, right? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, Les is the 17th.
Okay. All right. So again, y'all, well, you know, most of y'all not take celebrating birthdays seriously. Because, you know, when our family or friends will have a transition, we celebrate their life. Even though, you know, they transition, but why not celebrate yourself while you're here? Because when you're not here, I mean, it's a whole different story. I think y'all see what I mean. You know, just celebrate yourself.
Absolutely.
Brother. And I looked at my, I didn't really believe it, but it's, it's 12 degrees here in Baltimore, and I usually go out, I like to take my, you know, do my walk every day, but the next couple of days, I'm going to be walking around the house, because y'all think I'm going out, we have our mass at church every Sunday, but of course, because of the impending weather coming up, we have a church today. Tomorrow, because tomorrow, I'm pretty sure I won't be going. I'll be walking around the house. That's about it. So I'm just glad when we get some warm and wet. And that's supposed to be cold. I mean, when I say like really cold all next week too. So I'm like, oh, well, can we just get some heat up in here? Anyway, I know we yeah, go through it. I'm just saying, I'm like, oh.
Tis the season we're in. I need the groundhog to see the shadow, whatever. Something. I'm like, Lord, give us free. I am over it. But thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you. Just
love
be
you
safe out there and continue sharing the good news and the fellowship that you are able to impact and share with the men's group at your church and all the work that you're doing. So we just bless God for you, my brother.
And thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I see, Mother Gwen is here. Mother Gwen, welcome this morning. Thank you for being here. I know we all getting ready for Richard Smallwood to
Yes, I just wanted to make sure everybody had the link for the service. I'm really disappointed, but I use wisdom because I canceled myself off my flight because I said my name is not Eskimo. Hallelujah. Yeah. But more importantly, and I'm sorry that I'm coming to the party late. I'm in Los Angeles. My scripture is the Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, but he sets a table in the presence of my enemy. And it's important. But I just want to say this type of storm is lethal because it's an ice storm as well. And I want to encourage people to use wisdom about going out, being out, etc. But Tanika, I wish I had been able to help you because the reason I'm coming to the party late is I've been up most of the night trying to redirect people. You know, I'm a travel manager, their flights and giving them instructions as to what to do, where to go, etc. So I hope you're okay, even though they've diverted you to Florida. If you need any help, you can certainly, I don't know if you have my number or anything, but I'll be glad to help anyone that has people stuck, etc. Because I can look at all the flights simultaneously. So I just wanted to kind of offer that help. But I also wanted to make sure that people, Jason, I think I sent the clip to all of you. I'm not good at putting those things in, but I'm getting better to make sure that, because I know it's going to be a phenomenal.
What, in the back channel?
Pardon me?
In the back channel, in the text, or what?
No, I sent it to you all as a text last night. It was a group text.
Let me check.
I sent the link for his funeral because it's going to be phenomenal.
Yes.
If nothing but well, it's just going to be a phenomenal service. But many people, unfortunately, because of the weather notifications, had to cancel. But still, nevertheless, you know, I said if they just simply just play his music and don't say nothing, it'll
that
be
part.
That part. But I do want to encourage everybody to look at it and to also, I sent a link for the all night prayer last night for Joshua Giles, which was again a phenomenal time. I don't know if you all got it or not, but
I didn't see that one. But you know, Prophet Giles. Yeah, that's another one that be hanging around the burning bush. Enjoy him.
Right. Well, I'll send it to you because I've listened to it two or three times because I do want to say something just in sobriety. If you are aware of just as a discerning believer, you know that things are being escalated. And we need to, like the people in the country that have to hunker down and get their essential things in their homes. I'll talk to you and your posse about it, Dr. Stacy, but you know how you have to get into a mindset for for preparation for things to come without being in a mindset of woe is me, because there's a difference. And I just want us, you know, when you start dismantling museum aspects of Black history and slavery a week before Black History Month, I'm just sounding the alarm for those of our culture, not dismissing any other. We need to be wide awake about what is happening. Some we know, most we don't. And I'm just encouraging us to talk more about who we are, what we've done, et cetera, and make sure that we get our archives of books and things like that, because they are, will be going. I know I don't want to bring the group down, but I hear it. And the thing is that we need to be strapped, armed, and alert. And I just believe that God is going to give us, as he's giving us these natural remedies, you see, because anything that man makes to a degree is going to fail, but God will never fail. So, Dr. Jason, I need a consultation, because half of our church is hobbling right now with absolute extreme inflammation in their bodies.
Okay.
And see, and I'm fighting the word old, anything with an O-L-D, I'm fighting old, cold, mold, sold, you got me? Anything with them three letters in it. I don't know, maybe y'all got some other, whatever it is, but I just wanted to just bless the saints to say, just be alert and ready. And God has given us in this collective room, you got everything. You got the leadership, the apostolic bishop, Stacy. You got the Dr. Jason, hallelujah. You got the pastor, the doctor, okay. You got the money woman up in here. You got Dr. Roz with the acronym to the acronym to the acronym to the S. We's equipped. We's equipped.
Mother Gwen. Yes, Mother Gwen. Lord have mercy.
You know, she's equipped, but see, and then, you know, like, I'm going to go look at that show called Annie Get Her Gun. I'm not talking about no real guns, but well, I don't know. But I'm just saying, we can't lose in this room, y'all. We cannot and should not. And we got the psalmist, et cetera. And then you got the mother board represented by me. Since y'all gonna start calling me mother, I'm just going to accept it. But like I said, I'm resisting everything with an O-L-D in it. I don't use the word vintage, maybe. Because see, what I know, you have what you say, right, Jason? All y'all talk about old, and then you wonder why your arms is aching and your knees is aching. Well, you done brought that spirit to you. And I'm fighting it like a two-edged sword, okay? So anyway, I just wanted to encourage the saints and just say, be awake. And, you know, it's just important right now, because I see the letter of the... But God is in charge. Just understand that. God is in charge.
Yeah. So. Yes, he will. And yes. Those who are in the world but not of the world, we hear and understand exactly the time and the hour. So while situations may happen around us, the bloodstained covering will guide and protect us. We have to use wisdom. We have to be heeded. There is so much that is, unfortunately, as I talked about at the top of the program today, is the unraveling of the democracy that we can't just sit idly by and watch things happen. As I was traveling earlier this month to LA, one of the movies that was playing was Sound of Music. And those of you that know me and my music ministry, you have to know that Sound of Music is one of my all-time favorite movies. So it was everything to control myself from not bursting into song because the hills were alive. But I did control myself while we were on the flight. But looking back at some of the storyline and the content, and for those who've seen the movie, you know it was when Austria was being controlled and taken over by Nazi Germany. And one of the lines was, oh, if we could all just get along, that's what you need to do in this time. When the family was on the honeymoon, or the wife and husband were on the honeymoon, and the uncle was kind of taking care of the kids and prepping them for a show. And the little baby's like, why is he so cross? And the response was, so everyone is either upset. I forgot the exact line, but the line that I do remember is, if we could all just get along or go along. So basically saying like, oh, just don't ruffle any feathers.
just go along with it. And that's definitely not what we need to do, because it's blatant. It's clear. The intent of actions that are being taken. And just as our foremothers and forefathers had to rise up and speak up and speak out, this generation is being forced into the same situation. So as I shared about Dr. King and his vision and his daughter continuing to keep the King Center moving forward and the work, there's some projects that we'll be announcing and working on just to keep the King Center moving and growing. There's a sense of boldness that God will give you for a righteous cause. And no matter what it looks like, you don't doubt God for a second, and you use the wisdom on how to move, what to say, where to go, what to do. All of that comes from building your relationship with God. So you don't operate from a position of fear. You stand in your faith and you move with the authority that God has given you. And that is what we will continue to do in such a time, because people are looking for hope. They're looking for answers. They're confused. They're hurt. They're nervous. They're scared. And the body of Christ should be the greatest witness for the kingdom in such a time as this, because the word warned us about these days. So we don't act like, oh my God, I can't believe. Yeah, we all can't believe, but what are we going to do? And what is going to be the active result of our diligence in the way we walk, the way we talk, and the way we move doing God's work? And I'll just give an example. This past weekend, not only was it MLK weekend, this month has five founding anniversaries of five of the Divine Nine. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated closes out all of the celebrations on the 16th of the month. And I challenged our sisterhood this year that the way that we would honor our five founders would be through active service. So we activated in the state of Mississippi the Power of She Community Blueprint, because Mississippi was declared a public health emergency in response to the infant mortality rates and maternal health. And we were able to do these activations in Jackson, Cleveland, and Canton, from the Delta to Jackson, Mississippi. And it was an empowering day of pulling together some of our national partners, our anchor partner being the March of Dimes, our organization that's partnered with them for over 55 years. And it was a program that we call Stork's Nest, helping unwed mothers or young mothers going through the birthing journey. So this active work that we did in the community, it was definitely, it was in my spirit and in my soul of how to answer this crisis. As I was on a panel back at Essence last year, and I was hearing the Black Women's Roundtable talk about this crisis, I'm like, well, who is, like, what is going on? It is 2025. Why are we still in this dire state? Now, we have challenges all across the country, but for Mississippi to be in this dire state, and the Delta area of the Mississippi bordering on Alabama and Arkansas, I said, no, this is crazy. So God would have it that as I continue to just pray on discernment of how to move and to really get the kind of attention that is necessary, that it all aligned, that one of my own sores is a part of the legislature there. And she was like, oh, we're getting ready to do a briefing. And I was able to join that briefing and do a video and support. Long story short, it led to the activation that we did this past weekend. And to tell you, the young mothers that came in, like, I could just see it in their eyes that they just appreciated that someone saw them, that they could have some sort of information, education, and support, and that we could be positioned to be the gap between the Department of Health, the other local organizations, and getting to those in need. And I think you all have heard me share why it broke my heart to hear about a father who was driving to take his wife, who was having labor pains, to the hospital because they closed the hospital. Like, no hospitals within miles of a town. Like, that's unconscionable to me. And he's driving his wife
to the hospital. She's having further complications. He pulls over to try to call 911, get to the hospital for help. They're trying to coach him through what to do. And that man had to sit there and watch his wife and his child die on the side of the road. And while I was there in Mississippi, we actually drove the length of where he started from and where he needed to go to get to the hospital. And it was like a pit in my stomach as we drove through. And I said, this is, we can't be in 2026 and this happened for lives being lost unnecessarily because of lack of funding and resources and infrastructure. And he has turned his life into a testimony to be able to speak out against this. And we're going to connect at some point over the next couple of weeks because I want him to tell his own story and share why we have shined a light on this. And this is one of many areas of deficiency in one of what used to be the world's superpower. Right now, I don't know what we look like to the world, but focusing on maternal health and infant mortality is our way of making sure we answer the call in one of the most critical areas. There's nothing more precious than a mother giving life and being able to protect the mother and the father, right? Because that's a whole nother layer of the work. So much to do when, you know, Mother Gwen, you're talking about all that's happening around us, and I could only imagine what Prophet Giles was sharing. But the word that is coming from the Lord is going to be the same word no matter who receives it where, but those who are heeded, who are building relationship, and who understand the assignment that they've been given as you move through this thing called life. And that's what Faithpreneurs have been assigned to do, to be answers and to provide solutions. So we just give God glory as we get ready to close out with Raquel today. How fitting that she is the final person to share, because she knows I haven't heard a song in a minute. Girl, we got to get the label ready. I'm about to cut the album with you. I got all the peoples that will have some guest appearances when we cut our first Faithpreneur praise and worship jam.
I am wonderful. I am wonderfully blessed. Happy Saturday, everyone. It's cold here. It's cold here in Atlanta. And I am praying over everyone's household. The power lines stay up, but we also maintain power through whatever weather is coming our way. And that we all are warm and safe and secure in our homesteads. So that's my prayer over everyone. And I'm thankful that I do have a home over my head to stay warm. I, like many people, have prepared for the storm. But I'm believing for no loss of life, regardless of how the reports are speaking, that all will be well. But I prepared, and I just came from the grocery store. That's why I was a little tardy making it in. I went out to the grocery to pick up just some last few things. I figured some celery would be great with my almond butter in the event that we don't have power. But nonetheless, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be at peace throughout everything that they're anticipating, because we look to the hills from what's coming up. We're not looking to the left or to the right. But that's not my scripture, Psalm 121. My scripture is actually 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, which is, "And everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And when I meditate on that scripture, I think about the first word, which is "in." And so even when we're in the thick of something that doesn't seem like it's working out for our good, that's the time to give thanks. In everything, give thanks, because all things work for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And so everything that's happening is happening for us, not to us. And in fact, something very minute, but in everything, give thanks. I made a personal
purchased and it was delivered and it was the wrong thing. And so, and it was also delayed. And, you know, I could have been upset about it. I was a little perturbed. I'm not going to, you know, lie. I was a little perturbed about it, but I wasn't upset about it. And so I called to rectify the situation. Not only did they allow me to keep the item that was wrong, which I didn't even price what these multivitamins were, but they were vitamins that I would have taken. Like I would have purchased these for myself, some liquid vitamins. And not only did they let me keep them, but they refunded me completely for the order that I didn't receive and gave me a coupon to use toward a future purchase, which made that purchase now 50% off. So all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so it was working for us. It was working for me, even in the midst of what seemed like a huge inconvenience. And while I did speak up for, you know, the fact that it was an inconvenience, he made it right. And he volunteered that, and I appreciated that. So I'm grateful. So that is my share. And is there something in my heart to sing today? Mother, what is it that you would like for me to minister today?
You say that one more time, Raquel?
I was taking a moment to pause and hear God on what it is that he wanted me to sing today. And what I'm hearing is, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. I'll hasten to his throne. I'll hasten to his throne. 'Cause I love the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is
Amen.
Good. Amen. Glory to God.
Raquel, quick question. Where are you located again?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. I would like, can you come to Baltimore? I mean, not when the weather's warm. I'm just saying, can you come to help us out with our choir? Because, honey, that voice you got, OMG.
Praise God. That's a wonderful
okay, Baltimore. But again, not when it's warm. I'm just saying, you know.
We go cut our album. We'll be on tour. Yes, don't worry, Dad. We'll be on tour.
We're calling it in. And I would be remiss if I did not take a moment to say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Mama Hodge, happy birthday to you, and many, many, many more. Happy birthday, Mom.
Wow, let's the personalized birthday note to Mom. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Raquel. Excited about what God will do with your voice and your ministry. Blessed to have each of you here, whether you were able to come and share on the platform or in the listening lounge or catching the replay or the podcast. We thank God for all of you and look forward to how we continue to do this thing called Life Together, to build our relationship with Christ so that he can continue to give us all of the instructions on our assignment. So as we get ready to close on out today, I want to remind you that we do have our Faithpreneur TV. We are still in the soft launch mode. I would suggest that you go ahead and register while it is complimentary to have access to some of the recordings that are there. The team is still getting all of the library together and our new shows that will be launching. If you did not get to participate with Linda Clemens and her book, Hush, those books are being shipped out this month, and excited about some more of those inner circle conversations. And we're also placing replays of the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show on faithpreneur.tv. So it's going to give them a little bit longer to get everything up because our anniversary is coming up in the month of February. It'll be 1 year that we have been live on Ivy Jam Radio on Sundays 12 to 2 for our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show. So excited about what God is doing. We're going to be giving you some information about Carmen Wells Boot Camp and how you can enroll and the series that she'll be doing. So it's a lot of great things going on. I'm going to close out with one of the songs that my team member made for Irie Jam for our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy.
Sunday morning, rise and shine. The doctor speaks with words of gold. Stories shared, truths unfold. Plant the seed, watch it grow bold. Through the storm, through the rain, faith will lead, you'll find the gain.
Faith brings joy, rise up, rise up.
Yes, all.
You can't have a Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. So excited about what we are able to share with our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show and being able to share the good news on the gospel on a secular station, because the owners believe in God and understand that when you put him first, all things shall be added, because there's nowhere where God is not. So we have Caribbean gospel, Afrobeats gospel, traditional gospel, and then all the information and inspiration that we share, including the Jason Hodge, who joins me for the Honoring Your Temple segment. Always a lot of fun. Loads of laughs. And joy, bringing joy to people Sunday as they're coming from church, heading towards church, or if they just decided to do the bedside Baptist. No judgment. We're there just to remind them to put God first. So I'm excited about all the things that God continues to do. Just continue to keep me covered in your prayers. And you can download the app, Ivy Jam Radio. And wherever you are in the country, you can listen on Sundays from 12 to 2. Now, if you tune in at any other time, you're going to hear some reggae, calypso, and some of the other talk series that are on the radio. But you can listen directly to the show 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you download the Ivy Jam app or you go to ivyjamradio.com. So be encouraged, family, as we close out the end of January. I can't believe it. It's like we just rang in the new year. We just started talking about all the things that are ahead and what we wanted to do. And then here we are. It is the end of January. Like, where does the time go? But let's make sure we're intentional about how we do what we do each and every day, giving God praise, giving him glory, and knowing that he's in control. So no matter what we see, won't be distracted, or says they don't be distracted, that you're going to hold on. Who's that, Darren? You have something else?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim. Now, we do have one more Saturday in January. Next Saturday is January 31st, so we don't want to rush it. I'm just saying, we got one more Saturday in January.
Yeah, one more, but we're coming down. You're right. We got right. One more to go.
I'm just saying.
One more to go, so I'm going to close this out in a prayer and remembering Mona, as Pat has asked us to remember her in her recovery, and all of you who may not have had a chance to share your prayer request, we're going to touch and agree that God is still listening. So, Lord, we just come to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for another opportunity that we can come before the throne, that we don't have to make any appointments with you, Jesus. You are available 24/7 for your children, that we can seek your face, that we can come before you and ask you to direct and order our steps. And when we allow ourselves to decrease so that you can increase, you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise from our lives. Forgive us anything we've done outside your will and your way. And thank you for new grace and new mercy that you provide each and every day. We decree blessings over everyone's life. We know that the power of the tongue, we have been taught and trained that we understand death and life. So let us speak life. Let us speak truth. Let us speak joy. Let us speak healing. Let us speak bounty, deliverance, because in all our ways, we acknowledge you so that you can direct our path. We know the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add us no sorrow, that we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. So we just thank you that your word gives us strength and power. Thank you, Lord, that you are a healer, that you are still the same God that has healed, and the testimonies that we have heard from the past, present, and what you will continue to do into the future. So we stand in agreement with those who are ill. We come with special prayers for Mona right now. You know all about her situation, and there's no illness that can stand before you. So we all come right now dispatching healing angels around her bedside from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, you perform your miracle. When you raise us from the bed of affliction, it's to your glory. When you carry us home, it's to our glory. Whichever way you do it, as our dear Winnie Birch would say, it's all right, Daddy. We just love you and we praise you and we thank you that you give us the understanding of your word through our relationship with you. So help us to continue to deepen our relationship and our walk so that we can know your voice, that we can be clear about our assignment, that we move according to your will and your way. And we just pray for those who have had new babies. Congratulations to the new birthing and those, unfortunately, who've lost loved ones and are in a season of bereavement. Only you can fill that gap. And let's honor those who transition by how we live. Father, we thank you for the businesses that you have developed and developing in your people, in spite of what economists might say or what's going on around us. Let us focus on the kingdom business that you have given us that overrides anything that we can see in the natural, because it's already done in the spiritual. We pray, Lord, for those who are traveling in this inclement weather, that you give them safe traveling journey. We pray that whatever storms are coming, that there's no life lost and that property damage is at a minimum, and that we can just get through this and move past winter, Jesus. Put old man winter to bed so that we could all just have some peaceful, good weather. But we thank you for whatever you do, because you do all things well. And thank you for giving us covering and direction and discernment and the love that passes all understanding. Thank you for giving us peace, Lord, in the midst of the storm, that we can continue to give your name glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for covering our Auntie Roz and Uncle Vinny giving them healing, dear Lord, covering, keep them. Thank you for Carmen and her beautiful family, her little bundles of joy that you cover and keep all of the Herrera girls to keep them all together, safe and sound. Thank you again for Mama Hodge for adding another year to her life, for her dutiful son and dutiful daughter that are there, and her grandchildren, that they are there to uplift her. Those young men of valor, so proud of each and every one of them. And thank you for my husband and my children, my family, my parents, my extended family members, that you've kept them and continue to keep them in your care. And just as we move through this weekend and start winding down this month, give us completion and closure with victory. We expect a good report. We're not entertaining no cuckoo for cocoa puffs from the devil. We standing in your promises of yes and amen, and victory is ours. So we magnify you, we glorify you, and we just praise you because you're such an awesome God. So thank you for how you continue to give us the strength to do all the things that you have called us to do. And we are just going to praise our way on out, because blessings are our portion, because you can do it and only you can do it. So we're going to praise our way out with Renee Winston, just giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise that we can gather again together on next Saturday. Have an amazing day. Stay safe, stay warm, stay blessed. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you next same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.